Yep. Now he wanted me to patch in for that one. I'm like, I told you, man, dude, you know, when he used to live over here, when he got out of prison, he lived over here with a girl on Fraser, and when he had that other bike, I can't remember what it was, but, you know, Sandy hustled him out of it when he got locked up, and he ended up, she sold it without a title, and he got the bike back, and then he lost the others, this other chick he moved in with, he lost that bike, now he's got a nice Harley over here, but, yeah, you know, then he joined the Norseman, right, and he was trying to get me into the vigilantes. I'm like, dude, I don't need that shit in my life, man, I really don't, you know, and then he tried this Norseman, and they just do all this charity work, right, for the kids with cancer, but I just do not have the time to be riding around with these people and doing whatever it is they do, you know, I just don't have the time for that crap, you know, so, I mean, we talk, but that's about as far as it goes. And he used to get in a lot of trouble when he hung around with